Chapter 15 Greek Self-Government. The Greeks were the first people to try the difficult experiment of self-government. In the beginning, all the Greeks had been equally rich and equally poor. Every man had owned a certain number of cows and sheep. His mud hut had been his castle. He had been free to come and go as he wished. Whenever it was necessary to discuss matters of public importance, all the citizens had gathered in the marketplace. One of the older men of the village was elected chairman, and it was his duty to see that everybody had a chance to express his views. In case of war, a particularly energetic and self-confident villager was chosen commander-in-chief, but the same people who had voluntarily given this man the right to be their leader claimed an equal right to deprive him of his job once the danger had been averted. But gradually the village had grown into a city. Some people had worked hard, and others had been lazy. A few had been unlucky, and still others had been just plain dishonest in dealing with their neighbors and had gathered wealth. As a result, the city no longer consisted of a number of men who were equally well off. On the contrary, it was inhabited by a small class of very rich people and a large class of very poor ones. There had been another change. The old commander-in-chief, who had been willingly recognized as headman or king because he knew how to lead his men to victory, had disappeared from the scene.